Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Something just came through that deserves to be discussed here really quick. Travis Dye has committed to USC.
Yeah. Whoa. So we'll put a pin in this conversation about Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. That is a big loss for Oregon, and actually one that's a confusing one for Travis Dye, if we're being honest. Heading down to USC, getting it in. Now he is from Norco, California.
Yep, and, which is right outside of LA.
Yes. And that is, look, heading down there is one thing. This is, remember, everything about Oregon was, no, we are the premier program. It was not Washington, not SC, and the Dye family had a ton to do with that, both Troy and Travis combined. But where this doesn't make sense for me for Travis Dye is the fact that they've just gotten a transfer in Stanford tailback Austin Jones.
Okay.
You've got a loaded backfield that includes Brandon Campbell, Darwin Barlow, Relique Brown as well. Now he joins a running back room that is just as crowded as the one that was in Eugene, and he does not have seniority, and he does not have, well, seniority within the program and kind of the mentorship that he was giving to the younger guys. He's kind of starting from scratch here at SC in Lincoln Riley's system. This is going to be that's an interesting move for him.
It is interesting. And at the same time, I wonder what this means. I mean, I wonder what this means for CJ Verdell.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because that could be something that may have tipped the scales, but we could also look at what maybe Oregon's getting away from a different sort of running style. But, I know I remember talking with the Dye brothers before they played the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and it meant so much to them to play in their hometown that I also wonder if there's an element of Travis who's saying, sort of like Tyson when he came on last week and he was talking about, you know, we're not sure if Travis Dye is going to have one of those really lucrative, successful NFL careers. And so if you're not going to have that and you're looking for a chance to play at home and in front of your family and friends way more often, I don't know. Maybe that did have something to do with it.
Yeah. Not only that, but he must be getting information from an agent, a talent scout, somebody who is hyping him up to the point of saying, look, it is a very realistic possibility you could be drafted within X rounds of the NFL draft. Because just as AJ had said, there is really a sentimental factor to the Dye family at Oregon. I mean, it really is. They are part of Oregon's culture now. And so to leave in your, this is the last year, right? To leave in your last year of eligibility as a legacied member of this franchise and of this school, again, you must very much think you have draft status on the line here,
which I would disagree with that. I don't know how much he would be able to improve his stock, period.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Period. Travis Dye is what Travis Dye is.
Yeah,
like, and this is why I love name, image, and likeness, because I think it is perfect for guys like Travis Dye, where he is not the generational freak like Derrick Henry or Adrian Peterson. These guys that you sit there and you look at and you go, whoa, that is just a machine. Mm. He is a guy that will be a limited role in the NFL because he's not an every down back.
Right.
He will be a very good third down back because of his ability to receive out of the backfield. And he may be looking at it and saying, well, Lincoln Riley will just get me more touches through the air. And that if that's going to be my role, that's it. But that doesn't improve your draft stock. What that does is you just take some more hits by staying in college. That's why a lot of folks thought maybe a return to Oregon or you go and just enter the NFL because of the ability to improve your draft stock dramatically just isn't there because of his skill set, which is really damn good. And it's not to diminish it, but you're not going to work into a first round grade or a second round grade as a third down back.
Yeah. And the other thing, I was just reading his letter that he wrote to Oregon fans, and he did talk about, you know, he got engaged and they just sort of want to start their life in California together. And so there's something to that. There's a really powerful pull of home. And we talk about that all the time, and it manifests itself in different ways. For Mario Cristobal, it took him to Miami. For Travis Dye, it's taking him to USC. And you can understand that for some people, but I hope that after everything Travis Dye and the Dye family really has meant to Oregon fans, I hope this is not a situation where we devolve drastically on social media attacking
somebody. No, good.
We already got traitor.
Good player, good family, good person too, right? And I do think it's hilarious. He's got that mustache, which is like old school 80s mustache. And the picture of like his little Photoshop that they did that says committed Travis Dye. It looks like they did the Photoshop for like somebody's, like it's someone's uncle. He has like such an old man look about him with the stash. It's just like a look you don't see very often. He looks like, it's like, hey, they made a Photoshop for somebody's uncle. Travis Dye committed to USC, committed to the fandom of SC. Well, good luck to Travis Dye. That is a big loss, though, for Oregon.
It is
a big loss for Oregon.
But I do wonder what that means about CJ Verdell. Because that was a conversation that we had about, you know, Travis was always waiting for touches behind CJ. Like, he was a third down back, but when CJ Verdell was healthy, he was taking the majority of them. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but I wonder what that means for the rest of Oregon's running back room.
Woo. And this is a text, like, Dan Lanning just lost a recruiting battle to USC to keep one of their own. That is important.
Very true.
To note. All right, I cut you off talking about Ryan Tannehill, but I thought that was worthy. Travis Dye transferring to SC is a big one.
Very worthy.
Okay, well, let's get back to your Ryan Tannehill
rant.
Yeah,
Ryan Tannehill rant.
I don't think it's a rant. It's just does anybody rant about Ryan Tannehill?
No, because again, he's not somebody that does like these exceptional things that need ranting about, or like these terrible things that need ranting about. Just kind of chills.
All right, let's look at that. Number one overall seed, they take on the Cincinnati Bengals. AJ and Dusty on the fan.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
You know, the fan text line, it's a fickle place. You know, this text that says, 503-250-1080 says, you know, Travis Dye is now a traitor. Screw Travis Dye.
That's a little bit of a lot.
Well, I wonder how many of the people that'll have that sort of reaction were the ones that, you know, lamented and complained about Travis Dye not wearing gloves and fumbling early in his career, and now he's like a traitor who, you're dead to us now.
It's you like, like when Blake Griffin was taken to the Nets, right? And everyone was like, he went from like,
oh,
he's
washed
this,
up.
Yeah, he's this washed up dude in Detroit. Or now it's, oh, it's so unfair. Brooklyn's just adding more superstars. Yeah. Wait a minute. How can I be washed up in Detroit and then a superstar in Brooklyn?
And it all things are true. Like, Travis Dye was a integral part of last 2 years.
Absolutely was. And he wasn't just an integral part for what he did on the field. He was an integral part because he was one of the heartbeats of that offense. He was one of the ones, he was a glue guy. He was somebody who connected the quarterbacks with the offensive line, with the wide receivers. Like, he was that guy because he'd been around the program and people knew his brother. And I just think that that's a huge loss for that locker room because of outside of even just what he does on the field.
He was a very good player. And that it is a good pickup for SC,
yeah,
right? Because
absolutely.
Even if in that very crowded running back room, even if he doesn't play, they're taking, you know, somebody away from Oregon.
Yep.
Which could happen in the Pac-12 championship game, you know, potentially. What would that look like? There's a lot of good for SC taking away Travis Dye from Oregon. But you also, like, if you're an Oregon fan, you think, like, this isn't as if, like, you know, LaMichael James or Kenyon Barner was taken off your roster. You know, Travis Scott Dye was a really good back. And, you know, you said it, one of five backs ever with 3,000 yards rushing in Oregon's history. But this guy is a, in the offense, in the context of what they're trying to do, if CJ Verdell is back and he is healthy, and that's the big if. You know, it is maybe what Dan Lanning's looking at and saying in that staff saying, hey, well, we fought and we kept Seven McGee and Seven McGee can be that third down back that we can put in the slot and we motion around and we throw to in the screen game and all that. And we'll take 3 years of him instead of the 1 year with Travis Dye, which is a gamble. But those are things that coaches may assess. But on the surface, what it looks like now is Lincoln Riley and SC won a battle over Oregon to keep Travis Dye in Oregon.
And it feels like a battle between two homes, because Oregon has been his home for his entire collegiate career, but USC's footprint, that is actually home.
It actually is. All right, well, the portal is always open, so maybe.
much to your dismay.
To mine?
Yeah, you want the calendar. We want the calendar.
I do want the calendar. Yeah, always open is a problem.
Right.
The calendar would fix a lot of the portal problems.
I think so. We got to talk to somebody about this.
I love the portal, though.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. Anything that puts more power back in the hands of student-athletes, sign me up.
Go do your thing at SC. Just remember, it's probably not going to be open arms coming back to Eugene anytime soon.
I don't think they play each other this year, do they? Do we know that schedule?
Yes, we do. We should know that schedule. I don't, off the top of my head. I can't remember what it was, because it was UCLA the last couple of years.
Right.
It is SC this year, and I don't know if it's in Eugene or LA, though.
So you're going to get two instances of will they boo or not.
Ooh.
Dan Lanning.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Week one.
Will they boo or not? I hope
they don't.
No, it's UCLA again, October 22nd.
I was going to say, I didn't think they played SC this year.
They screwed it up because they had the COVID year, didn't roll over the calendar.
That's right.
They're supposed to change it every 2 years.
That's right. I hope they don't in Georgia.
I hope they don't either. It's the SEC.
But they are,
they're petty.
I mean, because we're seeing that college football fans across the country aren't petty. That's a countrywide issue, not a SEC.
It's true. Pettiness is at an all-time high.
In every league. The NBA goes 0 days without being petty.
It's why we love sports. I mean, it is. But we get irrationally upset over things. Very similar to Applebee's stealing the Cheers theme.
Yeah,
irrationally upset at things.
You got very upset about that.
Because it's your heart.
Oh.
You can't mess with someone's heart.
Yeah, apparently Panera is a part of my heart. I didn't know that until you called out in me today.
Or getting a letter with a pink piece of paper in it.
Ugh. Don't even get me started.
That apparently is.
Wait.
You remember this.
Yeah.
It was like
yesterday. She thought she was getting an eviction notice. And it was just an ad.
I don't remember this.
Oh my gosh. I'm going through my mail. And there's an envelope, and it says, third notice.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay, yeah.
Making
the pink
you
paper.
Feel like it's a really big deal.
I thought that
it was a freaking ad.
I thought that the pink paper was, that was a little part of it. I thought it was the third notice on the front was the big part
because at first it was the pink paper that catches your eye, right? It's a bunch of white envelopes and papers, and then there's pink, and it's like, oh.
That's AKA for you're fired or you're something.
It's your pink slip. You're done.
Ugh.
Let's get to NFL. Let's talk NFL. We got divisional round weekend. Duck fans, you lost Travis Dye. It's okay. It's not over. Not the end of the world. He's going to SC.
And just keep it as cool as you can when you at him on social media.
Oh, that's adorable.
I'm trying. We will put into this world what we want.
AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.